Angel Companions, February 23. Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? The angels who do always behold the face of the Father in heaven would prefer to remain close by the side of God. But the Lord gives to every angel his work for this fallen world. Divine help is provided for men. They have the opportunity of cooperating with heavenly intelligences, of being laborers together with God. The possibilities of gaining a fitness for the presence of God, of being enabled to see His face, are placed before them. Heavenly angels are working to bring the human family into a close brotherhood, a oneness described by Christ as like to that existing between the Father and the Son. How can men so highly honored by God fail to appreciate their opportunities and privileges? How can they refuse to accept the divine help proffered? How much it is possible for human beings to gain if they will keep eternity in view. Satanic agencies are ever warring for the mastery over human minds. But the angels of God are constantly at work, strengthening the weak hands and confirming the feeble knees of all who call upon God for help. The promise to every child of God is, "Ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you." The Lord is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him than parents are to give good gifts to their children. Then ask, believe what God has said. He will surely fulfill His word. Say from the heart, "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart, and my portion forever." The victory must be gained day by day. As followers of Christ, we are to stand on vantage ground before the world as Christ's representatives. Let us then engage in this part of the Christian warfare, determinedly overcoming every weakness of character. The Lord has had true-hearted men and women, those who have made a covenant with God by sacrifice. They have not swerved from their integrity, they have kept themselves unspotted from the world. These have been led by the light of life to defeat the purposes of the wily foe. Will human beings now act their part in resisting the devil? If they will do this, he will surely flee from them. Angels will do for you the things you cannot do for yourselves. They are waiting for your cooperation. While you have one desire to resist the devil, and sincerely pray, "Deliver me from temptation," you will have strength for your day. It is the work of the heavenly angels to come close to the tried, the suffering, the tempted ones, to every man his work.